Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast. I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
I once walked to a man and said, "How's your urethra?"
Is that a true story?
I have a narrow urethra. Why would you ask that?
Just to make that nigga uncomfortable while he's staring at me while I'm peeing. It puts something out there at Lenox Mall, too, of all places. Well, welcome back to Tokyo Black News and Review with sophisticated people like myself. This is on episode 143. And other sophisticated people are here today. We got a whole four-man crew, and we may actually get the... Did she change her name?
The Caucasian Connection.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Brandon. I stepped all over you.
No, you're all right. I don't know. The Caucasian Karen Connection. I don't know what she's calling herself nowadays.
It's either the Caucasian Connection or the Karen Connection, even though we advised her against the Karen Connection, but we'll see what happens.
Look at them, Jamar. Look at those white people stepping over each other. All I can think is Capitol riot.
She did say she'd get the haircut, though.
Please tell them to get that haircut.
She no. said she would.
If she do it and we take a picture, yeah, I'm with it.
How many Karens out there married a black man?
None of them. Now ask the question, how many Karens out there had sex with black men?
All of them. Well, yes. Let's get this show started. Today I'm going to call this show Imminent Doom with a slight chance of uncertainty.
But don't forget about this episode 143 in the words of Dusty, the I Love You episode. Yeah. If everybody know what that means, 143. Congratulations. Yeah. Now you know. You don't know what that means anymore?
Yeah. It profound. Blowed my mind.
Yeah, 143 is all. It's all lettering. Come on.
Yeah. So from the beeper days, somebody said 143 means they love you.
Like, what?
It's one person listening to the show. What the hell is a beeper?
Yeah. 911 means I'm stalking you.
The beeper is the most useless. You paid for a man to text you a number that you had to remember.
And you had to go find a payphone.
Oh, hell yeah. You better not let that motherfucker disappear. It's a wrap.
How many movies did y'all seen where somebody gets a payphone and they go in the phone book and rip the whole page out?
Plenty.
I
said plenty.
I've done it.
What a bunch of dicks.
and that one goddamn day you need that one page.
And damn Columbo tore it out. Some shit.
Well, you got no
one more thing. Sorry, Brandon.
Say it again, Brandon.
I said, if you ain't got no pen and paper, then, you know, you just got to take that whole fucking page. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time to, like, rip out the individual number off the fucking, you know.
Just remember one thing. It was a man's job to replace that that phone book that you ripped up.
Yeah. What's he doing now?
It weighed 12 pounds, and you had to get one new one every year. Yeah.
Yeah. It was wet.
But that was like the funnest, the old and new, the phone books here.
What do cops beat suspects with now? Yeah, you know, when they're interrogating them.
Bring the phone book.
It used to be a phone book, but now.
Bring me that local circular. The Sunday one.
Let's go ahead and get the show started. Woo! Like I said, imminent doom with the chance of uncertainty. Temperatures are high. Jermaine has some small news from Australia that we didn't hear about until what, this week?
A small what now?
News from Australia.
Oh, no, we talked about that shit 2 weeks ago, about them slamming down the borders. Yeah, yeah.
Are we in a time warp?
Maybe. I don't remember said conversation, but, you know, we got some news about Australia, too. And get on down to something new. Lambda had to...
Go ahead, my bad.
Lambda had to take a seat back. Nigga, the rare monkey pops are here now.
Yep. Good old monkeypox. Yeah.
So I'm reading the comic. Y'all niggas just making up shit now.
Monkeypox? What's that?
Monkeypox.
It gives you like flu-like symptoms and you get like red rashes all over your face and neck.
They're kind of like chicken pox. Is this
shit brand new?
Yeah.
No. Monkeypox has been around for a while.
Yeah, and they test it. They play an organ, and if you start dancing,
you give everybody money.
Yes, you got it.
Apparently, it can last from 2 to 4 weeks. So, if you're looking for a vacation, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Isn't this how goddamn I'm Legend started? Monkey pops.
Now, the problem is once the monkey pop fused with the COVID-19, then COVID-19, Alpha, Delta, and the Lambda variant, then we're going to really have some shit. You're going to have monkey COVID.
COVID box.
COVID monkey.
It's going to be a new rap group or motherfucking band.
Oh,
we'll get into monkey pops later. So this guy came from Nigeria to Atlanta into Dallas.
Yeah, they were trying to contact trace everybody who was on that plane with them and shit. They were like, well, luckily since it's the Rona, everybody had masks on and shit, so it shouldn't have spread. And I'm like,
was it American people on there?
Yeah.
I wanted them
to take take that person's mask off and Dr. Fauci be underneath it. Yeah. Wear a mask.
Monkey pops.
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, you ever heard of monkey pops, Dr. Fauci? Give me a second. I don't know.
Let me check my Google.
Wear two masks.
Yeah, wear all your masks.
What happens when you get a rash? Preparation H works good for my rash.
You know what he told the monkey pox.
Know who you are. Don't wear no goddamn mask.
Oh, shit. Moving on to the people who no longer wear a goddamn mask. Brandon?
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. Ah! Death! There it is! Death!
Get the papers.
Oh, yeah. That shit sounds like a bad cereal. You want some monkey pops? Nah, my nigga.
I am going to be throwing monkey pops in the sea. And then the dolphins and shit going to have monkey pops. It's going to transfer to the animals. And next thing you know, 13 monkeys.
Pox.
It's going to be monkey pox in your tuna. All you seafood eating ass niggas. It's a wrap.
Fresh
crab, huh?
We really need to ask the question how that dude got from Nigeria to Atlanta in Dallas with nobody realizing he had monkey pops. But all right, moving on.
People were minding their business. That's all.
He checked his bag.
It was that one person on the plane. I've been vaccinated. Don't worry, I won't catch COVID. Don't mind if I do.
I guess that's why they make you still wear a mask on the plane. Yeah.
Smartest thing ever. But you know, it is optional now. So if you've been vaccinated and you got the monkey pops, that costs 42 shots to get rid of that one in the ass.
Well, I'm just going to sit down for 2 to 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Yeah.
That shit
well, I
got
kinda
to made change. That up, yeah.
But I was like, goddamn, China, slow down. Let my kids affect that shit. You know, let them live our life. I don't need this shit being the end of the Terminator. Hang on. I only got enough food for like 5 months. I won't be eating goulash in my leather boot by the end of the year.
You got enough food for 5 months. I wouldn't last 5 hours.
Look, nigga, if they cut the electricity, I've all those fucked up. Then I'm going to be barbecuing like a champ. How long meat lasts? Yeah.
Depends on what kind.
I got no food last 5 months. You motherfuckers out here sound like a personal problem, bub. Jamal, yeah. I heard you had fuck. I ain't got shit.
I got some stale cereal for you, nigga.
I got some copper lead. I'm going to blow you a half like a werewolf. Let's get on down that one person in the upper room who passed away. We only lost one great person this week. It's sad to say, Jermaine told me yesterday, and I was like, damn, I thought that nigga was dead already.
Damn shame what happened to that man.
So Biz Markie is dead at 57 from diabetes.
Dude, man, is it just me or does diabetes take y'all way more than white people?
Man, that shit needs to be up on a Black Terror.
I swear,
that shit dangerous.
It seems like every fourth black person I know has diabetes.
White people have it too. They just be fudging the numbers so it can be more towards the black people. You still need white people to eat all that salty ass meat.
To tell you the truth, it's the only one white nigga I know that ever had diabetes. Wolf of Gremlin. That's it. He the only motherfucker ever came out and said it. I have diabetes.
Well, I know two white folks that have diabetes, but man, I would run out of fingers before I stand. Y'all, I know.
So hey, y'all don't season y'all food, so y'all ain't got a word. Hey,
there
about
you
it.
Go.
Well, maybe y'all should cut back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, it wouldn't be good.
I mean, Bismarck, he wasn't a ballerina, but, you know, having 2 feet is pretty beneficial. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I don't know what the hell he been doing, but he been looking unhealthy for a very long time.
Well, I think he's been fighting that diabetes for a while, you know.
Said three years.
Because I thought I saw an article on him a while back that was like, you know, motherfucker ain't doing well because he's got fucking complication from diabetes. You know, I was like, damn.
So, let me tell y'all, in the U.S., black adults are nearly twice as likely as white adults to develop type 2 diabetes. This has been rising over the last 30 years. Out of 1,000 people, 66 more black people will have diabetes than white people. So,
but y'all catch the gout, so, you know, we good.
Skin cancer. Y'all niggas got a fucked up boat.
Bruh, I got a buddy who got the gout, and I thought that shit was eradicated back in, like, 1855.
I know that guy, and I sent him a picture of the 1500s of a demon that they thought was the gout attacking the foot. And he didn't talk to me. I thought he wasn't talking to me. I thought he, you know, pissed him off.
Oh, dude, fucking my whole boy. Every time I saw him, I'd just be like, Henry the Eighth, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Henry the Eighth. Oh, yeah.
Every time I look at them motherfuckers, I'm like, this, you need that Franken boot, boy?
Because,
you know, my leg's giving out on me. I said, yeah, it's that demon juice.
Fucking savages cook the meat. You ain't gotta eat the shit fresh.
How do you catch the gout?
Yes, you eat too much meat, I think.
Too much red meat.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a hard and fast rule or not, but yeah.
A lot of girls are gonna catch the gout.
That's why they used to call it the rich person's disease.
Oh, really? Before poor niggas start getting
poor
people
steaks.
Can afford any meat.
Hell no, you know? Nigga, rice and beans.
Being poor was good.
When it came to the gout,
slub your foot around.
All the squirrels you can eat.
And back then, you know what they did with the gout? Cut out the whole foot.
Is that the demon?
Yeah. Yeah, see it eating the foot there. That's
why
does
his foot look like that? He should have got that shit checked out before that demon got on there.
Too much red meat, man. Should have cut down that sizzler.
that Western sizzling.
Yeah.
that shit look like Black Panther and blackface, man. That shit looked terrible. I'm putting it out there. But moving on, RIP to Biz Markie. We're going to let you bebop your way all the way to heaven while Racist Joe sit behind and worry about his low T and why he got COVID and he can't get into heaven.
Worry about his gout.
Racist Joe has low T. He just wants to go fishing with his kid.
My joints are flared up.
Better not be no colors over there.
Biz Markie, wrap his ass off the bus. I think Biz Markie would choke out goddamn racist Joe.
I don't know.
Biz Markie was a really big guy.
Yeah, with a missing foot.
Oh, did they get the foot?
I'm pretty sure.
They got to start with the ticket toes first. They start with the pinky all the way to the big. Then it come to the foot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, once I got to start getting fucking toes amputated, bro, you got to start making some different life choices. You know?
You got to cut everything off. Alkaline water and fresh fruit is your diet.
And vinegar.
Yeah.
No more vinegar.
Well, dude, you got to start hitting that treadmill, losing some weight, you know, like.
It's all one foot. Ain't no more treadmill, nigga. It's the elliptical.
Oh, no, eat some broccoli something.
And as we disrespect this man,
we love Biz Markie. We sorry, Biz.
No, I'm just
saying. Yeah, we want to play none of your music because the papers will be coming today.
Well, plus I just forgot I was going to cut a sound bite or something, and sadly I forgot.
R.I.P. diabetes. Now, Wilford Grumley has him another one up there in the gray heaven.
Is Wilford Grumley dead?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He died like 2 years ago. We talked about him on the show.
Oh, yeah, we sure did.
Yeah. And that time, too, Brandon forgot to make a diabetes cut. But moving on, these stories are from June. Say what again?
Oh, there's so many cats that look like him. I was confused if he was still alive.
That's a keeper. So all of these stories are going to be from July 13th to July 18th, 2021. And we did not have Dusty last week, but the mom from the Parenthood died last week.
Oh, shit, man.
I was telling them about how you and Kyle watched every episode of the Parenthood twice.
It's ridiculous. It's like they just can't stop going into a dream sequence. It's like just dream sequence after dream sequence.
Yeah. When you oppress all your life, you got a dream for success. We just lost our other three white people.
Yeah, well, bless her, man. A sad day.
God bless her soul. And as I bomb another joke, let's get on down to good old American news.
Living in America.
Are we?
Yes.
Nigga, I always never get it twisted. Until America falls, this is the greatest place in all. It's the greatest place in all four corners of the world.
Agreed.
Yeah, considering the Earth's a globe.
not according to Captain America, but I think it's pretty good.
The planet Earth is a black woman who has computers. That special power to give niggas power. Why you need computers?
Jamar just had a revelation. He's laughed himself off camera.
I just realized that, bitch. What you need a computer for? Bitch, you just made an Omni Man for the planet Earth.
This just and computers irrelevant.
Mother Earth gotta keep up with technology.
No, she don't. Mm-mm. She just sends some of them ravaging bears, right. Lions, and tigers. A couple of tsunamis.
You gotta love American. Them nigga made a demon god. Has the same power, but it's capitalism and junk and filth.
Oh, yeah. This is the reverse Captain Planet all day long. Nigga, I'm gonna throw one cup and turn into a quadrillion cups on the ground. Nigga, watch my space jump.
He was spreading sewage. You call that a superhero power?
Yeah, nigga.
A goddamn friend bought a Clorox and tear his ass.
Never even thought about that then.
I'm sorry. I don't know why Gaia had computer when she made five rings come out of the air.
Maybe she needed the computer to do that, you know?
Oh, cuz. Made it look like it happened in this bitch. Everything stopped moving.
You made a shiny Superman to fight for the planet.
And heart.
And heart. God, moving on. from the Business Insider. Let's get on down to good old American news. Rudy Giuliani. He's back again. I don't know how is it every interview, or is every picture you see of Giuliani, he looks like he's insane.
He looks like
he just had a little eight ball and he just going with the flow.
Well, he's probably eight at ball. Least drunk.
Apparently. Oh yeah, so he was incredibly drunk on election night. The Trump aides were worried that he was going to smash valuable White House China.
Like, is that what they worried about?
This nigga got his shirt off walking down the hall and grabbing shit.
Come on, it was Trump's NASCAR place.
Dude, I would have fucking hollered if he'd have started flinging those fucking plates around like a goddamn spider monkey with his own shit. You know, just going crazy. Oh,
just when you think you can't hear a new story on Rudy Giuliani,
he married his cousin.
Back up. What'd you say, Brandon?
He married his cousin.
When was that?
Oh, God, in the 80s or 90s or something, whenever he married his first wife. That shit's still
legit. That nigga need to go to jail, bud.
They were like, we didn't realize, and fucking I saw, you know, one comedian say, what, you didn't realize until the wedding when everybody's on one side of the fucking church, you know?
Much booger sugar in the 80s will make you do some shit like that.
Well, bro, you were so happy that Trump became president, you were just going to start breaking shit in the White House. It ain't like you at IKEA, nigga, like Macy's.
Dude, maybe that motherfucker was on some woo. Yeah.
I would have loved to see that nigga rolling down the hall like Jamar said with his shirt bust open, tank top on, wife beater on and a tie.
Singing Footloose.
Footloose.
Oh, goddamn, move on. Let's get on down to CNN. This story from CNN.com. Don't know why I say the .com, but it always worked. This is my old Trump news. We ain't had no Trump news in a minute. Whenever these books come out talking about Trump presidency, this shit gonna be legendary. Or everybody and mama writing a book. So somebody had leaked this. They said Trump said whoever leaked the information on White House bunker, they should be executed.
Dude, that's hilarious because whoever called that motherfucker bunker bitch was they were the person of the year for that year for sure. It was hilarious.
He wants them HQ.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Trump came out the bunker and seen all them paparazzi.
Every single in there is a traitor. Every single one.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he wanted every White House leaker to be fucking executed. He had so many leaks. Yeah.
He did.
Isn't that brass? Nigga, you the president of the United States of America. That one thing we don't do. We don't execute niggas. Right. No, we don't
run and hide.
Right. You know, don't hide in a bunker like a fucking little bitch, I guess.
You know he did, right?
Yeah, he said he was inspecting it.
He was inspecting it. He shouldn't have never said that.
Yeah, I laid on the bed and inspected it too, motherfucker. Locked the door, Jim.
He did that old Twilight Zone shit, that old end of the world shit. Don't worry about the rest of them. Close the door behind us.
Maybe we could fit one family in here, Jerry. You mean yours?
He left Mike Pence outside to die. He don't lock the bunker up. I got four guardsmen in my family.
Mike Pence is like, let's break this door down.
How fucked did that be? Like you running with the president. You guys need to stop him. What?
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you seen Greenland. Nigga, what?
It's like aliens trying to kill the president. You guys got to go fight him. Nigga, I quit. I'm telling
you. He's a better person than me. Have I ever seen someone like, bro, I don't understand. You are a man.
If I would have been taken.
Come out there with some AKs and say, I need to put my life in front of it. Nah, cuz. I got a family to feed. You ain't got no kid, but I'm working on it.
Fucking, I saw where fucking Pence has stopped couch surfing and come out of hiding to try to get out from under Trump's shadow and was slamming Joe Biden.
Oh, bro, it's over for Pence. You got a pacemaker now, nigga. You can't be president. weak stomach, weak constitution. I'm sorry. He ain't got the strength to be president no more. You can't look at him the same no more. You can't look at him and be like, "That's who I want for president." No, Bub, it is a rap city. Move over. Let's get on back down to the insider. Inside her. This is all about good old Pelosi. We gotta love Pelosi, right? She worth $900 billion. She feared Trump might use a nuclear weapon in his last days in office, and she started asking top generals how to stop it. Book says, who is leaking all of this information?
I don't know. I mean, I feel
Donald
like
Donald Trump.
Yeah, it must just be easy to leak shit out there. Like, you just, and you don't like your boss, and next thing you know.
I ain't seen this much leaked shit come out since. Well, hell, even Watergate, he only had one incident. Like, I made a mistake. Them niggas been leaking shit like a bad faucet.
Yeah, what are we talking about? I'm sorry, I drifted off for a second.
No, we talking about when Trump, Pelosi thought Trump was going to use a nuclear weapon.
Oh, man, bitch, get out of here. Come on. That motherfucker wasn't going to use no fucking nuke. And nobody in their right mind was going to let him. That was never even in play. That is just a bunch of hyperbole and fucking nonsense.
They already had the fake button ready. Keep pressing the Trump. What are we blowing up next? China.
And then even after that general told her that, you know, that would never happen, she was like, "Well, are you sure?" And he's like, "Bitch, I'm a general. Go home. Relax. Well, you're fine.
The impossible has them. Never say never. You never thought a bunch of yeehaw were going to break into the Capitol with guns and get a lady shot.
Well, you know what's so strange? You worrying about that, but you didn't worry about that nigga carrying that football around? Letting one of them yahoos fucking anything. Like, what?
Yeah. Hold this for me. What is this? Yeah.
Go long. Go ahead. Go long.
Moving on. Let's get on down to Australia. Hey, Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Australia closed their doors, but somebody said open back up.
Fuck word.
We lambda.
All right, so I had to go check and see how many people actually vaccinated in Australia. I think it's like 10 million people vaccinated in certain areas. Now, it's not even like the whole country, but Sydney is back in lockdown. The border shut down. Hardly anyone vaccinated in the whole place of Australia. So now they got to make everybody close down again. They closing shit down and putting everybody on restriction. You can only get like, what, a couple of hours outside unless you're getting vaccinated or trying to get exercise. How come in America they were told, y'all nigga just go out and do whatever you want to do? They never emphasize exercise over here, do they?
No, that's why we don't have Bismarcky anymore.
So Jermaine wanted to tell y'all this too, because the lady told him two months ago. What, Jermaine?
He got up and walked off. Dun dun dun.
All right, I can't see him. I am back at it. So a young lady told him, "Say, yeah, you ain't heard about Australia? They may close their borders until 2024, because fears of COVID." And I'm like, "This, what?" And it was 2 months ago she told him that shit. How come we hearing about it now? Well, you know why, because people start hearing that shit, they get scared.
Dude, bruh, we ain't closing back down. It's a wrap for that. It better be the end of the world before this fucking thing closes down again.
Like I said, if they really wanted you to get the vaccine, they'll make it so. Mandatory. Pistol to your head, vaccine in your arm. But nobody want to take the blame if the vaccine fuck up. You know what I mean?
Ten years down the line,
everybody grow an extra arm. Now you got mutants American out of here trying to beat the government up for getting the extra arm.
Well, I mean, with three arms, we might be able to overthrow a government. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying it's ridiculous. But hey, if Australia's shutting down, it means somebody else is shutting down. I know one thing. When you come to America, don't wear no goddamn mask.
Know who you are. Don't wear no goddamn mask.
Moving on to somebody who must have had their mask on. See, this is what happened with black people. When you walk in with sunglasses on, you got to remember that wax on, wax off. Sometimes shit looks like it ain't there. You know what I mean? Look good. Let's get on back down to Damon Dash. He walked through a looking glass.
Damon Glass.
Yeah.
I can't hate getting a story from TMZ. I didn't see the glass either, bro.
I didn't either. I didn't either. I was waiting for it.
Oh, you saw it, Brandon?
No, I didn't even look at the video. I just said ha-ha and kept it moving.
I couldn't see it, man. I was waiting to see it. Like, oh, where's that glass at? And when he hit it, I was like, I got to give it to you, Damon. I didn't see it either.
Mm-hmm. Well,
apparently, was that who said Mar didn't see it?
No, yeah. Sir, it looked clear. Whoever cleaned that glass, that nigga need an Oscar.
It did. It was clear as fuck.
He needs a raise, huh?
That nigga need to be head glass cleaner. That motherfucker was so clean. It looked transparent, bro.
It did.
You just got Damon Dash walking in being fresh as shit.
It looked the same as the entrance, too.
I had to look at it and see.
That motherfucker for like 3 seconds. Oh, that ain't the way to start an interview.
Have their heads.
I wonder if we can get him on this podcast.
Damon Dash?
Yeah.
Well, he does have a cameo.
Yeah,
give us a shout out. He can't really sue us. We ain't got nothing yet.
He got $10,000.
But he walked through that glass, though. But whoever cleaned that glass, boy, I appreciate you. Nigga, I need you to come clean my house window.
Yeah, clean my glasses.
God damn, boy. He cleaned mm-hmm. things you can see in the future.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not alone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, let's get on down to the LA Times, everybody. COVID back, Lambda back. Now, LA country will require mask indoors after the COVID-19 cases rises.
See what Brandon said? Ain't nobody going back to lockdown. Hey, Brandon, what was said when the lockdown came back around?
Every single in there is a traitor. Every single one.
I mean, you might get some liberal cities do it on their own, but as far as like a federally, it ain't happening because
they need that money. Into niggas start getting sick.
People
will
be saying, "I do not have the money." Okay,
yeah,
that's the clue.
I just don't think people are gonna go for it again. You know, especially after it worked so well the first time.
Oh yeah, what's the theme song they gonna be doing when COVID start hitting them cartwheels?
We lambda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's on the popping. That nigga gonna go through the city. My bad, Dustin. What'd you say?
I'm on my get rid of cash kick because it's got COVID on it. I don't want it.
COVID cotton, I believe it was referred to as.
Right. Don't pass me that COVID cotton. Keep that shit. Go wash it with Oxy.
Goddamn COVID fly through the world like RoboCop 3.
Cash at me.
I seen that shit today. That shit ridiculous. Did you know Frank Miller wrote this screenplay?
Yes.
For what? For RoboCop 3?
Yes, that fever he wrote dream. Two also. That is RoboCop 3.
Stupid. I've never even seen
it. Got a jetpack flying.
Let me sum it up for you. RoboCop goes AWOL like he does every single movie. So they build a robotic ninja. Not just one, I think three that all look the same. They go after him. He fights them. And his big weapon this time is a fucking jetpack. And he jetpacks across the city. His partner dies. And we all are disappointed. Did I miss anything?
That girl was a beautiful girl, his partner. And she was in Carrie, too. I didn't even know that.
You can see her naked cleavage in Carrie.
Well, yes. Well, the thing of it is that they're trying to run all the poor people out of Detroit again so they can build some high-rises again. And it's some kind of Japanese developer, so RoboCop goes off the reservation. That's the reason he goes off the reservation. And he goes to attack the head guy again. But surprise, surprise, again, they've got a robot, but this robot is fucking mad. mad boss. He does make RoboCop look like shit. But in the end, you know, American ingenuity wins out. RoboCop saves the day. The
year. Yeah. I'm still wondering how this nigga's legs didn't melt off with the old jetpack, which, you know, peaches on.
Hey, man, science would hit that in 1986. We got a RoboCop but can't cure cancer.
People hate the second one. I don't mind it, but you know. Yeah.
Remember when RoboCop shot that guy in the dick?
Yeah, classic.
Moving on, Andy Good Don't Want It Will. Sorry, people, for blowing this episode, but it's going to be amazing because we're back, baby. And I forgot to mention myself. I'm J. Law, the most unarticulate man in the world. We got Brandon Dustin and Jermaine.
Yes.
Fuck that. Moving on to Ain't He Good? Won't He Will? Won't
He Will.
And goddamn, what God has been doing good this week. He has been all about the taking. God bless the taking.
I love the taketh.
We all got a little to take it today.
I love the giveth.
Once there was a king amongst all the tigers.
Yes. What king was he?
Oh, well, Tiger he king. Was.
Let's get on down to Yahoo Entertainment. The courts have ruled against the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, to be resentenced for his murder for hire plot against Carol Baskin.
Yeah, so he's going to get out marginally earlier.
That's not like that. Yeah. That's the only case. The only person that didn't go to jail was the assassin.
Yeah, like I said, like I keep saying, man, every person that appeared in that thing has to be kicking themselves in the balls because they're all either in jail or, you know, under scrutiny of some manner, except for the assassin.
They let Jet Ski guy goddamn snitch on all along. The fat one.
Bro, I don't understand that shit. Joe Exotic sitting in jail right now. I need to get out.
No,
my mullet's all fucked up and ain't nobody. I'm looking like an old white woman here.
Brandon.
Yeah.
What did he say when them black people got up on his ass?
Oh my, oh man, I really want to play something, but
every single in there is a traitor.
No, no.
Every
I
single
hear
one
more.
Quit all that yelling, nigga. You scared me. I'll accept it.
Alex,
he going back to jail, Doc. He gonna fuck that up before he get released.
Yeah, and then the fucking his movies and the shitter that was starring Nicolas
Cage.
Yeah, it's canceled.
Yeah, because his fandom has worn off with the people.
Well, I mean, yeah, man, that ship has sailed.
How many times you got? That's so early COVID, you know.
Right. That was fucking, what, last May or something? Get out of here.
We heard it.
Yeah, we moved on, nigga. You ain't got nothing else salacious.
Funny. We should have locked his ass up for feeding them people all that spoiled meat. But, nigga, you got off.
We already had that woman on Dancing with the Stars. What more do we need to do?
her career's a rap. She thinks she's going to come back and selling lies.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, yeah, she just had somebody mauled not too long ago.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. No, mauled?
Yes.
Right. I remember
people. One of those free workers.
That probably actually happened.
Never pay a nigga with no teeth $500 or $1,500 to kill anybody. Like I told you before.
That's good advice.
If he
didn't...
if he were... Never mind, moving on. To the New York Post. Well, we going, but you know what? I had to think about what you said last week, Brandon, 2 weeks ago. You said, like, Japan don't want us hillbillies over there passing the COVID around. But I had to think about that. You know what? They had only restricted it to their people. So when nobody from overseas coming to see the Olympics. But now, you know, they got an anti-sex bed for all the Olympic stars over there made out of cardboard. Yeah.
Them niggas sleeping on homeless people beds.
Anti-sex, you said?
Yes. It's an anti-sex cardboard bed. And it's lustful Olympic athletes. The bed is good for one person. If you got like some funny business going on with two people, it falls on the ground.
Yeah.
And they get a pickle jar full of brown juice.
So it's just going to be doggy style as far as the eye can see. Yeah.
Okay, so
that's right. The stupidest thing in the world. Ain't nobody gotta have sex in no bed. I am really impressed that you motherfuckers have made a cardboard bed that can fit one man comfortably.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it can fit one man. How comfortable could it possibly be?
You saw the picture. It looked real goddamn swing.
Yeah, but it's got cardboard underneath. Yeah.
Yeah, forgive me. This is because, like, they all passed around herpes last time or something, right?
Well, they don't want the Rona running around, I think.
Is that it? Because you remember the Olympic Village?
They don't care about that.
They had a problem in the Olympic Village last time because a whole bunch of them ended up on fire.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice. If it's a big concert and everybody, AC/DC, Widespread Panic, End of the World shit, Dragon Con, put a condom on. Any event that got a shit ton of people there and you can just willy nilly and get it anywhere, would you go to Woodstock without a condom?
Well, I mean, maybe the original, because a bunch of people went there without condoms. Yeah.
Now some of y'all were born, hey baby.
Yes, yeah. Well, not me per se, but you know, some of us.
Yes.
Not even me. This is for any of us.
It's like, oh, you want to go to the Olympic Village and get laid? What are condoms there?
There will be none this year. Yeah,
you won't be going overseas to hit no strange poo tank and bring back COVID-19, COVID-22, plus the clamps.
It's early in the year.
It's early, like Dusty said.
Yeah, you know,
to be determined.
Let's not just write our future. make our own path.
We forgot about super herpes that came out last year. We keep rolling, baby. Nobody remember super herpes when it was killing people. We like, what?
I remember super herpes.
Start wrapping up.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, condom people going out of business. Nobody care about no super herpes. I'll take my chances on the Russian roulette table.
It already lasts your whole life. What's the...
Yeah, I care about super herpes.
You sure you want to go Super Saiyan, nigga?
I'm good.
You're going to be screaming when you pee.
Right. I don't want to be awesome. I'm screaming till I pass out. Yeah.
Well, you seen what happened to Vegeta when he didn't go Super Saiyan?
He got beat up.
What did that nigga tell Frieza?
I think I have a canker.
He should have told him.
Now take your hands from around my throat, nigga.
Now take your tails from around my throat.
And Frieza slapped the shit out of him. Movie going to you don't fuck up your money. We do enjoy when people make money. Poor people, that is. But we do enjoy when hillbillies fuck up their monies and celebrities as well. As we move on down to good old Atlanta news. Good old Atlanta news. I don't understand how smart you people are. Brandon, if you finna retire in 6 days, do you get arrested before your time to retire? Stealing on the job?
No. You should have had that sewed up last year before you started the retirement process.
Yeah. So a Gwinnett police officer, he's arrested on charges of theft weeks before his planned retirement.
How many office supplies do you need in retirement, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, nigga. Whatever he had, he got hit with that theft by taking a felony and two counts of theft by taking misdemeanor. When you got hit with a felony, nigga, what were you stealing? The last pistols in the back? They ain't gonna miss these.
Some cocaine from the last bust he was on, allegedly. I don't know. Like, yeah.
But still, though, my nigga, 6 days, man, you got to stay clean, nigga.
Well, like, yeah. What? Word, you're gonna give up that whole pension over fucking taking some staplers? Yeah.
What did he steal?
They didn't really go into detail.
Oh, that nigga stole something like Brandon said, and Jamar, some old gun, look dope by the evidence. Caught. This shit been here 10 years. These niggas ain't going to know this shit missing.
This old cocaine. He watched dead presidents and said, shit, I can do this easy. I got a badge. I walk in there, steal the money, and walk out. You sure looking puffy today, Bill.
Yeah, fucking they're like, we're going to throw you the wildest party ever. And he's like, can anybody get some blow? Yep, I just got just a thing. There's a whole,
and bro, you,
there's 6 pounds of it in the evidence locker. They'll never know if I get about an O.
You know they didn't like him. That's how stupid you is. Cause bro, if Brandon been working with me for 30 years and I catch a nigga stealing something, man, going to retire, man, give me that shit back.
Thanks, bro.
Just let him have it. Yeah, but somebody didn't like him. No, Jack, you going to jail?
You're the godfather of my child. You know.
Yeah, like I don't get it, man. You're a hillbilly. Moving on to the next hillbilly from Business Insider. Oh God, Walmart. You remember you just say Walmart and that shit was happiness.
Yes.
You say that shit now, you feel disgusted.
Yeah, true that. Truer words have never been spoken. Going
there waiting in line for 12 fucking hours because they got 30 cashers and 2 open.
Yep.
2.
And niggas sitting in the self checkout with 1,200 items, checking them at one at a time.
Yeah.
Ass niggas, like, get on my nerves. My bad.
Preach.
Yeah, and then COVID hit, and they're like, self-checkout forever.
Yeah, nigga, I seen a nigga today. This nigga had 10 things of toilet paper. He had some salt shakers. This nigga had some seasoning. So, like, 10. I'm like, what you doing, man? Nigga picking them up and scanning them and putting them in one bag at a time. Man, I want to squeeze his little head. That shit make me so mad. Especially see that black lady with a basket full of shit, and you like, you know that shit ain't gonna fit on the scanner.
Oh, she trying to steal.
That shit got to test the weight. Make sure you ain't stealing with your crazy ass. Goddamn, moving on. Let's get on. Walmart fires an employee with Down syndrome. He's worked there for 16 years. This is when you have to stop hiring hillbillies. Well, no, I'm pretty sure somebody from corporate came down and said, fire him. He's wasting our money.
Yeah.
You know how much money he getting right now? Please. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When Walmart got to pay him $125 million.
Every single in there is a traitor. Every single one.
Is that what they going for?
I'm with you fire the guy with Down syndrome.
Well, they said they had to switch his schedule around for some fucking reason, probably COVID related, but who fucking knows? And the guy was like, I can't switch my schedule around because I don't know. He was like catching the bus or not, something, you know, so the care place where he works can only drop him off at some certain time, whatever, you know. So he's like, man, I can't do it, you know, and Walmart was like, well, if you can't do it, then you can't work here, and fucking fired him. Like,
you some fucking fuck shit. Nigga been there 16 years, man. Y'all know this nigga's schedule. It's been the same 16 years. You can't come in there and change that shit on the 17th year and expect that nigga to casually change. No.
And you fucking scumbags. And I think he tried to, like, work with him and something, but I don't know. Walmart said they tried to work with him and fucking
lying motherfuckers. They pinch him. I hope he get all that hundo off their ass.
Oh no, he's getting that 125.
Oh, is he? Good.
Oh shit, I thought he was getting like half a mil or something. At least
a jury said it should pay her $125 million. I guess it didn't say how much he got. He probably got some money. Yeah. He got enough to goddamn retire because, you know, 16 years at Walmart. What's that?
Yeah,
$1,680.
I don't think the jury could award him $125 million. I think there was like a cap on how much he could get, but it was definitely enough to keep him, you know, keep him propped up for a long time.
Do you think Walmart gonna ban him from all stores?
Man, if I was him, I wouldn't be shopping at Walmart anymore. I'd go to Target. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna
get me another 100 bands off the air, like 100 milli. Like, well, hey, Bob, you racist? You talking about me?
Where they know how to treat a motherfucker, you know, or Publix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, I will say this. I ain't mean to jump off subject. Target does treat a nigga with respect when you go in there. There's some lazy motherfuckers in there, but when you go to the cash register, how you doing today, sir? You go to Walmart. What you need, nigga? You got all this bullshit and this bugging, nigga. I don't want to check all this shit out.
And that's the self-service computer.
Walmart is the... Walmart's the Popeyes of fucking big box stores. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of them shit. You ever been to Walmart and seen somebody getting sick of scanning that shit? They just start throwing that shit in the basket. They get mad, throw six things enough for free. You be looking at her, looking at the basket, looking at her.
I just smile and turn my head.
And you're wow. sick of scanning all this shit. I was just looking like, get the expensive shit, baby. Quit putting them cans in them 99 cents. I need them sausages that are gonna cost me $12.99. Throw them in the bag. Help me save some money.
$8 bacon.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Moving on, or you don't fuck up your money, right? I can't stand no little hustling ass bastards on the street, especially when they think you got money. You know, I bet you when the little poor kids run the dust, they think he's goddamn Daddy Warbucks.
I've seen it. He just throws change at him.
Oh, and then kick him in the kidneys.
Oh, man.
So they'll be drinking no soda. That's mine.
I kid. He punches him in the gut.
I'm not interested in case currency anymore. Only digital.
So the baby defends refusing to pay $200 for a candy bar.
For a box of candy. It was a whole box. So here's the deal real quick. It's like these two kids run up to the baby and they were like, hey, you want to buy some candy? And the baby was like, how much for the whole box? And the kid was like, $200. And the other kid was there and he was like, how much for your box? It was like $200. And he was like, how much was the individual candy? And they were like $2. The baby starts doing the math in his head and he's like, dude, if I bought them all individually, it would only cost me like $88. He was like, why? Well, first he asked him, why is it $200? And they couldn't really give him a good answer. And then he did the math for him and he was like, pretty much don't hustle a hustler, you know, fucking if you're gonna try to sell me for something for $200, you better fucking have a good sales pitch. Bought two candy bars individually for $2 each, told him peace out, you know.
I'm with him. Fuck that shit, little nigga. Because I got money on me, I want to give it to you.
Word. You swindling bastards.
Yeah, word. You know what I'm saying? You should have been like, well, fucking it's $200 because I had to go and get it, you know, pay for it, inflation, you know, this, that, and the third, Rona charge.
They shipping must have seen what the baby did to that chick at the club.
Oh, that motherfucker who tried to rob him in Walmart.
Yeah, he got shot. Like, nigga, what?
He got the one he shot in the stomach. I would have been like, these candy bars are free for you, my man.
You know, but no, you taught him a valuable lesson. And then, of course, somebody has to, like, come by. Man, God, I wish I could remember what that quote was. Yeah, maybe I can't remember right off my head, but it was dumb as fuck.
Fuck these people. I always remember when niggas think you got a lot of money, they need to look a little closer because people assume me and Jermaine rolling in the dough. And I'd be like, my nigga, you know I'm poor, right? Very poor.
Poor as hell.
Look, if I was rich, you think I'd be hanging with these hooligans?
Luckily, I am poor and I look poor. I don't think anybody has confused me for rich.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody think white people got, like, trust funds. I know you got a trust fund. Your daddy gonna leave you $100 million. Mm-hmm. One of the great myths of white people.
Yeah, daddy. What? What's that?
Left him some cigarettes, some old milk.
So you don't fuck up your money. Yeah. Fuck with
He's
that.
Gonna come back. He's gonna shove those Pop-Tarts in your face.
No, Nelson.
Oh, here's that dumbass quote. Somebody was like, I'm sorry, but folks should honestly be embarrassed that a whole day was spent debating whether or how to properly shame kids selling Skittles for money. The candy is extremely overpriced when you buy it at the store, too. What is the point of this except it provides an outlet for everyone to express their anti-black and poverty-shaming attitudes?
No, them nigga tried to hustle him. But you know what he said? If you would have told me, he said, if you would have told me straight up, it's $50 for the whole box. He said, I would have gave both of them $1,000. You tried to hustle a man. You missed out on your blessing. Like Jermaine said, you missed your blessing.
Damn. Yeah, he said he wanted the two to make it make sense why he should pay $200. Yeah. So
I mean, nigga, they should have did the math from the jump. You had 24 candy bars, nigga, $1.50 a piece.
They can't, bro. I had some kids come to my house. We selling candy bars. How much are they? $5 a bar. I'm like, all right, give me goddamn $20 worth. He was looking at me like I was goddamn throwing gang signs up. I gave him $20. Like, how much change do I owe you? I said, well,
$19.
I said, you shouldn't be selling candy if you can't get the math right.
So I get 5 candy balls for $19. How much I owe you back? $19.
Don't mind if I do. Moving on, no one cares about the people who quit Burger King. The whole staff quit. Please, people, quit being assholes to your goddamn people who work for you. Moving on to mind your business. These are the great stories of the great American unwashed that we choose to mind our business and that you should choose to mind your business. I seen somebody driving with their lights off today. What did I do, Brandon?
Minded your business.
If you flash your headlights, then they might be playing that urban legend game. You'll die.
Hey, flashing shit. You in God hands now, boy.
Mm-hmm. You're on your own, Jack.
And the other day I was under the weather and I thought I seen an animal in the yard. You know what I did?
Minded your business?
Went outside in the morning, it was just a trash bag. You know, you see something, you be squinting, you're like, what the fuck is that? It looked like some animal. I'm going to go in the house. I was looking out the window, it's still there.
You got it all white on the motherfucker and went to go investigate. That bitch would have been out there all night.
No. In the morning time, I said, it's still there. What the fuck kind of animal is that? I was hoping it wasn't dead and I had to scoop it up with that shovel. We were going to talk about this. It's from the root.com. Texas Senate passes bill to remove requirements for lessons on civil rights movement from public school curriculum.
So
Brandon, Dusty, so could you white explain this?
They're trying to remove studying the civil rights
movement? Yeah, they're trying to remove. They're removing the requirements to teach civil rights movement.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So you ain't got to be in your curriculum anymore. What you just is, goddamn don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, if I understand this correctly, what they're doing is eliminating any kind of stories about protesting. Resulting in a positive aspect or something like that. So they've chosen to eliminate like most of the civil rights movement and a couple of other things, which is just... Well,
I mean, if they're going to eliminate that, don't they have to eliminate the fucking Revolutionary War? do they just skip to present day? Like they're like, Christopher Columbus found America and then some stuff happened and then TikTok. Class dismissed. You know what I mean? Like
you know what it is. You know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I read a little bit on that story. And also it had a little bit about critical race theory, which is where they don't say that slavery was connected to like the financial roots of America, for instance. And that's catching a lot of flack. So that I saw that thrown in there too. So
Like I told somebody, Texas can't even say they people from Ice Storm. why would you even rely on them niggas anyway? The internet is here. Any law you make, you ain't got to teach them that in school. The internet would teach them everything they know and probably teach them better now.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what are you trying to do? Suppress the information? Because.
Yeah. It's like the Korean War. It's like they used to not talk about the Korean War, and now we're like, hey, you can't do that. And now we talk about the Korean War.
And if you like, look up pictures from the Korean War.
Yeah, now we're suddenly going to stop talking about stuff. It doesn't make any sense. Our kids are going to get beat on IQ.
Yeah.
You know?
Y'all need to be fixing your electrical grid instead of worrying about laws.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't hear about that heat dome, it may be an ice dome in Texas one day. You may want to be prepared this time.
One day, it was called like December 25th. Yeah, that day has come and gone.
They're going to get that day after tomorrow ice storm. They're going to be looking sick. Oh, niggas in Georgia and Florida going to be in hot shoes and sandals and shorts. Damn, Texas froze over.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Attention, you filthy earth stink beasts. prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast. I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.